All right, have you ever heard that called anything else, maybe a nicer term? For example, if you have a tomcat that you want to buy.
And spade?
All right. Any other names?
No.
Okay. Do you know what a baby hog is called?
Pig?
All right, do you know what a shote is?
A what?
Shote, that's another kind of pig.
I know.
All right, do you know what pigs have on their backs?
On their backs?
Yeah, as opposed to wool or fur or something.
Hair?
All right, it's stiff hair. The same thing's on a hairbrush. What do you think of when you think of
bristles?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the big teeth that a hog has are called?
I'd probably call them horse teeth, but I don't
know. Well, how about an elephant then? What an elephant has coming out?
Tusks.
All right.
I didn't know that's what they were called, but
that's what farmers call them.
Yeah.
Okay, now what do you call the thing you put food in for a hog? Okay, you got one.
Finally.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Just a wild hog, I guess, huh?
Okay. Do you know what noise a calf makes?
Bay.
Okay. How about a cow?
Moo.
How about a horse?
Hee-haw.
Okay. What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A nesting hen.
Okay. What's the place where chickens live?
A house.
All right, another.
A roost.
A chicken.
Coop.
Right.
That's a little container, though. It's not a... They don't live in... Do they live in coops?
Maybe they don't.
To me, this is something they're transported in, is coops.
Oh,
like if they're going to market, you know, with chickens, they put them in chicken coops. Or if they want to keep them up for a particular reason, they put them in coops. But as far as living, they live in houses, you know, and they roost on little sticks.
That's right. Okay. What do you call the bone that you break apart when you're eating chicken?
The wishbone.
And what's the story with that?
Oh,
pulley bone?
Yeah, pulley bone.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard several stories about wishbones or pulley bones. If you break it, you know, with someone, if you get the shorter end, you get your wish. And then I've heard if you put them above a door, the first one that walks underneath is going to get married this year, you know.
Oh, that's cute. Any others?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard that the person who gets the short end will get married first?
No.
Okay. That's what we used to do.
Yeah.
All right, what do you call all the inside parts of a chicken that you'd eat, like the liver and gizzard?
The main parts?
Okay, aside from the regular meat?
Dark meat? No.
They're just liver and gizzard and heart.
I don't know
what
they're called apart from being parts of the chicken, main parts of the chicken.
Have you heard of harslet?
No.
Okay. I don't know what you call it either. I've never heard of harslet. I guess I call it innards or something.
The innards or it's the parts you don't eat.
Oh, okay. What do you call the part of a hog, I'm sorry, that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in? It's like the intestine and it's cut up
in fried. The entrails?
Yeah. It's soul food. Do you think of it as being soul food? It's cut up and fried up.
Chitterlings? Sometimes make bread?
I don't know. I've never
What is it you know? It's C-H-I-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's usually pronounced chitlins, I think.
I think some people call it chitlins. I've heard it called chitlins, but I wouldn't eat them.
Okay.
You'll excuse me.
You've never eaten them?
No.
Neither have I. So that's why I can't ask the question. Okay. Do you know how to call a cow? Do you remember?
I've heard